Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach. And welcome back to another episode of ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm. Today, we're tackling something big. Fear and anxiety. Ever feel like your brain throws a full-blown panic party whenever things get a little tough? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your mind races faster than a caffeinated squirrel, and suddenly you're questioning every decision you've ever made? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us, especially those of us with ADHD. But here's the good news. We don't have to be at the mercy of these feelings. We can learn strategies to manage them, even turn them into fuel for growth. Think of it like this. Fear and anxiety are just signals. They're telling you something. That you're stepping outside your comfort zone, taking on a challenge, or facing something unknown. And guess what? That's where the real magic happens. Let's dive into 5 key strategies to help you navigate those challenging situations with more confidence and calmness. 1. Reframe your thinking. This one sounds simple, but it can be incredibly powerful. When fear or anxiety kicks in, pay attention to your inner dialogue. Are you thinking catastrophic thoughts like, I'm going to fail miserably, or, this is impossible? Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself for evidence. Is there really proof that the worst-case scenario will happen? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Try replacing negative thoughts with more realistic and positive ones. 2. Breathe it out. Deep breathing isn't just some hippy-dippy relaxation technique. It's scientifically proven to calm your nervous system. When you feel anxiety creeping up, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale for a count of 4, hold for 4, exhale for 4. Repeat this several times. It helps regulate your heart rate, slows down racing thoughts, and brings you back to the present moment. 3. Break it down. Ever tried tackling a huge project all at once? Yeah, not pretty. Same goes for facing your fears. Instead of looking at the whole mountain, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. This makes the challenge feel less overwhelming and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you check off each step. 4. Practice mindfulness. This is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It could be something as simple as noticing the sensations of your feet on the ground, the taste of your coffee, or the sounds around you. By focusing on the here and now, you can quiet that anxious voice in your head and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. 5. Celebrate small wins. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your successes, no matter how small. Every time you face a fear, even if it doesn't go perfectly, celebrate that courage. Give yourself credit for stepping outside your comfort zone. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up, and your stomach is doing flip-flops like a circus performer. That voice in your head is screaming, "You're going to bomb." But instead of letting fear take over, you use those strategies we talked about. You reframe your thinking. This is an opportunity to share my knowledge and make a difference. You breathe deeply to calm your nerves. You break down the presentation into manageable chunks. You practice mindfulness by focusing on your surroundings. And after the presentation, even if there are a few hiccups, you celebrate because you faced your fear head on. That, my friends, is what it's all about. Managing fear and anxiety doesn't mean eliminating them altogether. That's impossible. It's about learning to navigate them with grace and confidence, turning those feelings into fuel for growth and success. So remember, you've got this. Take a deep breath, embrace the challenge, and watch yourself shine. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I love hearing from you all. Until next time, keep focusing, stay calm, and rock that ADHD life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.